This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So being a daughter of an immigrant, I am a big fan of America taking immigrants. I'm a big fan of a proper immigrant process. But, you know, my father was able to come here after his parents fled the Holocaust. And so I wouldn't be here if my father wasn't able to come to America, wasn't able to learn the language, be offered classes to take the test. He had to take a test. My mom kind of helped him study, and it was really hard because his English was really, really bad. And he was able to learn, pass the test, become citizens with his parents. When his parents had to flee the Holocaust and flee Germany and Austria, they couldn't come to America. America wasn't taking a lot of the refugees in. And so they had to flee to Palestine, which later eventually became Israel by 1948, but they were at least able to escape and get to Palestine in the 30s, while the rest of the family that didn't get to escape got killed. All our Polish family died. And so so when they were offered a chance to come to the United States in the 60s, because in the 60s they allowed German visas, people with German heritage that had to flee the Holocaust that weren't helped originally get to come over, they got to go. They left Israel, came to America. So I'm very, very grateful that America is home to immigrants. It's understandable that with what's going on with Afghanistan, especially since the pullout was a complete disaster, you know, we are going to open our doors to refugees. It's also understandable that we open our doors to countries south of us that are afflicted. We do have to choreograph it. We have to realize there's certain limits we could do. And we also, at the same time, can't be beating up Americans when refugees might not be following the same rules. So while Biden and everybody is saying mandates work, we need to mandate, you don't get to go to school, you don't get this, you know, people are threatening to withhold medical care. Okay, that's going to be a tough sell when Americans who have put their life, you know, and dedicated their lives to this country, you know, can't have their freedoms, but we extend, oh, don't worry about it if you're not vaccinated. Don't worry about it. You could come here to America. We'll put the kids in the school. We'll do whatever. So, you know, the other day when we heard that one Afghan immigrant had measles, I know a lot of people got their panties all up in a bunch, and they were like, okay, wait a second. What are they bringing here? Well, I did a little research, okay? We're taking on tens of thousands of immigrants. And we aren't even talking about what's happening on the southern border. We know that it's been over 1 million more that have been approaching or coming over, and many illegally, many turned away. But we know that we are going to have a much bigger census coming up the next time it's counted. But with people coming from another country, there's other illnesses and pathogens that they could bring. Just like how there's travel bans, some of these countries don't want Americans coming because they could bring variants that we have in America to them. When you have certain areas and you have infections that are endemic there, it's no wonder that when travel happens, it spreads. Was it Christopher Columbus brought syphilis and other sorts of, you know, new world diseases to the North America, South America, such that, you know, it devastated many people that were here. So with tens of thousands of immigrants, that is enough to draw some public health concerns. Now, we spoke about this yesterday. There was a study in 2015 that looked at immigrants or refugees from Afghanistan to Iran. And they found that 29% of them had infectious disease at the time. This was in 2015. They either had tuberculosis, they had multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, 56% of that group, malaria, cholera, Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever, leishmaniasis, hepatitis B. And according to the Borgen Project, illnesses that commonly affect Afghanistan people, because remember, they don't have a robust vaccination system, program. They don't have access to medical care like we do. Many of them in Afghanistan commonly get tuberculosis, meningitis, malaria, Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever, measles, hepatitis A, polio, rabies, typhoid fever, cholera. So we can't say for sure that the tens of thousands of people now coming to the United States that are going to be absorbed, that are going to then, you know, be sent, I think some are taking Ubers, but are going to be translocated to certain cities to be able to, you know, become Americans. We can't say for sure that they're going to bring polio, or they're going to bring tuberculosis, or they're going to bring measles. But seeing one measles case that already happened at the Texas Army base, Fort McCoy. Fort McCoy is housing about 8,000 of them, with room to support 5,000 more. It reminds us that we could be as draconian and as strict and as controlling and obsessive with COVID, but we can't let our guard down when it comes to some of these other infectious diseases. Multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis is multiple drug-resistant. Those are very, very difficult to treat. I talked to you guys about that when we were having people rush the border earlier from the South. Tuberculosis is huge in other countries. In fact, they have to vaccinate. We don't vaccinate against tuberculosis. We might have to consider that. We might also have to consider that polio might be coming back to the U.S. if Afghan refugees do have polio. Some of them have polio. Remember the measles outbreak that happened near Disneyland a few years back, and some people were vaccinated and got measles? We might have to realize that we might need a measles booster or a hepatitis A booster if for some reason vaccinated people get it. So America does need to brace for other diseases that might hit us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY won't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel, who crushes it every day. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I have a real tough time when people say that vaccine hesitancy is not vaccine hesitancy, they're anti-vaxxers. And I have a very, very tough time when people say that the majority of them think it's nanoparticles and us being spied on, and I really think that is a very small percentage of those who are vaccine hesitant. It keeps getting brought up. You know, it was brought up with our previous interview. You know, I talked to somebody and he said Bill Gates is putting something in our vaccines. And I have seen the reports that those are circulating social media. I never saw them on social media. They're probably taken down right away. But I have to admit, I have never met anybody who told me that they thought there was technology in the vaccines. I have had people tell me a whole variety of issues on why they were vaccine hesitant, which we spoke about. One being, look, I don't live near a hospital. I don't live near a medical center. I feel fine now. If I'm able to work from home, not leave the house, why would I risk it leaving the house to get the vaccine? Why would I risk it to get a reaction to it when I can't get to the hospital? And so sadly, you know, we're accusing these people of talking aliens, and they actually have some issues that might be able to practically be addressed. Other issues people have brought up to me is that they are concerned that the studies didn't really look at their demographic. The majority of the people in these studies were Caucasian, and if they have different genetics based on their build, race, gender, let's say, how do they know that those safety studies relate to them? So there's lots of issues that have been brought up with vaccine hesitancy. And then a biggie is, you know, we have been bashing, not me, but the U.S. has been bashing Big Pharma over the last decade or two, saying pharmaceutical companies are all about the money. They're all about the money. And, you know, we can't trust the data. And look at the opioid crisis. And look at these side effects. And look at what medications are doing to people. And then all of a sudden, we're telling them, okay, guys, you got to get the vaccine. And they've been anti-Big Pharma because that was the message that was sent. So when you do have people who say, I don't trust the vaccine, that could be subdivided into a whole variety of things. When somebody says they don't trust the vaccine, they go, well, I don't trust Big Pharma because of what happened with the opioid crisis. Or I don't trust that the vaccine was studied long enough. Or I don't trust that I won't be the one in a million that has a medical issue. So even though I can only say so much, saying, look, I got the vaccine and I was fine, that doesn't necessarily convince the average person that they're going to be fine, especially if they're not a white woman like I am. Because, again, we're all made differently. So a concern that I am picking up on young adults is it's going to affect my period. Now, where did that come from? Well, a couple female gynecologists early on during the vaccine rollout had noticed their periods went off, and a lot of their women, their female patients who had gotten vaccinated, said, my period shifted. Now, at the time, the media didn't really run with it. They didn't run with it, and they just kind of, you know, they just kind of, I guess, blew it off. But some women talk to other women. And when they do that, they go, okay, when you do get the shot, make sure it's not before a trip. Or make sure it's not a weekend when you really don't want your period. And so then, obviously, you know, the story broke. That, you know, people knew that there might be an issue. Me, I have an IUD, so I didn't notice anything from a period standpoint. But I did notice that, man, my breasts hurt. I thought I was pregnant. I took pregnancy tests after, but I didn't relate it to the shot because what ends up happening is you get swelling and pain with some of your lymph nodes. I don't know why the vaccine had to do that, but, you know, I had my, you know, I probably, if I didn't have an IUD, I probably would have gotten a period. Now, since I'm not having babies anymore, I don't care. Something dinks around with my period as I'm going through menopause, who cares? But when you're a young woman, you do care. When you are, you know, considering fertility, and there's these rumors, there's doctors researching it, and, you know, nobody's talking about it, you do get scared. Which is why many young women told me they weren't getting the vaccine yet until they know more. Nothing to do with Bill Gates, nothing to do with nanoparticles, nothing to do with Donald Trump. They're like, I want to know more about what's going to happen to my cycle. You know, women don't like a lot of things messed with, okay? They don't want loyalty messed with. They don't want you cheating on them. They want to make sure they have access to chocolate if they want. And never, ever, ever never mess with their period. Right? We need to have dependency on things, either whether it's our tampon, our pad, whether it's the timing of it. So all this time, it's kind of been brushed over. I didn't have any data. I kept going to the CDC website. All the CDC website had was a little part, little paragraph saying, you know, can my period be affected if I am next to somebody who was vaccinated? I'm like, nobody's asking about standing next to a vaccinated person. I know they're worried about the McClintock effect where, you know, women's periods might seem to align, their cycles might need seem to align when they start living with somebody. But that wasn't the issue. The issue is this going to affect my period? That wasn't on the CDC website. So finally yesterday, the NIH, actually they announced this a couple weeks before, but finally media headlines picked it up. The National Institutes of Health is now funding research to investigate whether the COVID-19 vaccine does affect somebody's period. And being pro-vaccine myself, but anti-mandate, all I could say is hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because we have to be open to people's concerns and we have to investigate it because, you know, we have vaccine hesitancy and you can blame Trump all you like, but if women are not, young women aren't getting the vaccine because they're worried it's going to affect their period, somebody better study it. So all I could say is about time. I think it should have happened earlier, but that's what's going on. So the NIH is giving one-year supplemental grants totaling $1.67 million to five institutions, including Boston University, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Michigan State, Oregon Health and Science University. And this is being funded by Eunice Kennedy Shriver's National Institute of Child Health and Human Development and the NIH Office of Research on Women's Health. So, you know, you want to be a progressive administration. Don't be blowing off when women are worried about their periods and the COVID-19 vaccine. So this is what they write. They say some women have reported experiencing irregular or missing menstrual periods, bleeding that is heavier than usual, and other menstrual changes after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. The new awards support research to determine whether such changes may be linked to COVID-19 vaccination itself and how long the changes last. Researchers will also seek to clarify the mechanisms underlying potential vaccine-related menstrual issues. Now, mind you, it could be hormones. You know, I mean, it could be stress. It could be that COVID affected our hormones. Remember we talked about this a year ago where lockdowns affected our hormones, right? Because, you know, we weren't doing our daily routine. We weren't doing our daily exercising, the way we eat. So, yeah, the periods could shift. But they're going to look at saliva samples, blood samples, I believe, tissue samples, and they're going to kind of look at the before and after COVID-19 vaccination. And I think this is a great move. This should not fuel any more vaccine hesitancy. It should also not fuel mandates. I think this is one of the reasons why colleges need to be careful about mandating, you know, vaccines when you have young women going, I'd like to know more. So why would an mRNA vaccine that isn't supposed to even touch your pituitary, hypothalamic, ovarian access that isn't even supposed to go there, why would the period change? We don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I didn't have an answer for you back in the spring. This is why a couple gynecologists have kind of raised, you know, the warning saying, can we look at this? And I think there's been over 3,000 reported cases to the CDC, multiple more, because a lot of people didn't really want to talk about their periods. So it is going to be interesting. We'll see what comes of it. But this is why I could be pro-vaccine, but I'm against mandates. Don't be mandated until we know more about what happens to people's periods and reproductive cycle. Kind of a no-brainer, people. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All federal employees may soon be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19. President Biden is expected to sign the order today that would affect millions of federal contractors. The administration has been pushing hard to get the shots in the arms of more unvaccinated Americans amid the rapid spread of the Delta variant. Jobless claims fell to a new pandemic low of 310,000 last week. Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, tells USA Radio News there are more job openings than willing workers.
And employers are, in many cases, either struggling to find workers to fill those open positions, or where they are finding them, they're paying up. In fact, in some cases, employers are even providing mid-year pay increases just to retain their current workers.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The House Ways and Means Committee is holding a markup for the Build Back Better Act, which includes President Biden's economic agenda. Ranking member of the committee and Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says spending by Democrats will leave families in the country spending more of their own money as prices will increase due to inflation.
Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats begin ramming through trillions of wasteful spending and crippling tax hikes. It will drive prices up even higher, kill millions of American jobs, and usher in a new era of government dependency with the greatest expansion of the welfare state in our lifetimes.
Democrats say the spending needs to be high to meet the priorities of Americans. FBI documents show a man served a three-year prison sentence for offering to kill the woman who accused Kobe Bryant of sexual assault. The recently released documents say a man offered to kill the woman for $3 million in 2004. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Marcus asks if we know what Biden's plan is. He's supposed to be announcing a plan for COVID. Can I talk about it? I don't think we have it. It's a six-pronged plan that I think he's going to announce today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The this six-pronged plan. I don't know if I want to hear about it, to be honest. But I'm still in a good mood because we got football. Football's going to be 5 p.m. Pacific time, so I have at least 3 hours to, you know, be grumpy if I don't like what his plan includes. But I think they've been just teasing it, so we don't have a lot of details. But it's going to probably be vaccine requirements. Going to probably be booster shots. I know he wants to keep schools open. According to Fox News, he's also going to be talking about increasing testing and requiring masks, economic recovery, and improving patient care. So even Fox News is saying the plan is very light on the details. So we're not sure exactly who has to require the masks, the state, the local government, businesses, combination. If it's still the half-assed masks that we've been using, or have they been, which I've been asking for, N95 respirators being passed out to people, I don't think that's going to be it. I think it's just going to say facial coverings, whatever you have. It's at the bottom of your purse, bottom of the car that you guys have been using this whole time, which, by the way, is not a good idea. Can you please use clean ones? So we do know that vaccine mandates are going to be probably a highlight of his speech because he's now mandating it for all federal workers. As I've said before, I like the vaccine. I hate mandates. So Joe Biden is going to require the 2.1 million federal workers to be vaccinated as part of a series of new mandates that are going to be coming today at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. According to Daily Mail, he will announce that he's going to sign an executive order requiring that federal workers get vaccinated with no option of being regularly tested to opt out of the requirement. He'll also sign the executive order giving the same requirement to federal contractors. The orders will apply to workers in the executive branch, but not congressional or judicial. Unclear how the order is going to be enforced, if there's going to be exemptions for health or religious reasons. Also unclear what will happen to employees who refuse the shot. Now, per the Civil Rights Act, per the ADA, one way these employers are getting around the vaccine mandates and a violation of rights is they have these exemptions. The problem is I'm hearing, and we're going to, let me see if I can find this, one company, I think it's one of the airlines, United, let me double check, is still kind of punishing people even despite being exempt for the vaccine. Here we go. United employees, according to Reuters, receiving COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption still can face unpaid leave, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So you're supposed to be able to have that out. You're supposed to be able to, based on your religion and your beliefs or having a medical condition, you're supposed to be able to have an out with the vaccine. Now, some of you who are pro-mandate will say, Dr. Dahlia, it's for public health. They, you know, everybody has to vaccinate or we are at risk. Well, one, everybody isn't vaccinated. This whole herd immunity is under the understanding that there are people out there that can't get vaccinated because there's medical issues that preventing them from being able to vaccinate. So that's already kind of understood with public health officials. That's why herd immunity is a term that exists, because there are people that will not be able to get the vaccine. And then you being vaccinated is supposed to protect you. It doesn't protect you 100%, but it's supposed to give you protection. And if you are standing next to a vaccinated person, which has been proven to also give, you know, have a viral load, then it's kind of moot. Vaccinated people could spread the virus. If vaccinated people have some level of protection, then forcing your coworker to vaccinate doesn't protect you that much more. It protects you some, but not that much more. So we don't really know what, you know, Biden's going to say, but the president is pushing more pressure on states, businesses, and schools to get people vaccinated. Delta variant case rate has been high. We think it already has peaked, and it's going to start to go down. So we're excited that the wave is starting to now be, it's on the down swing, but we can't say that yet or jinx. We don't want to jinx anything. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki indicated in interviews today that more mandates were coming. Why are you guys doing this? They said what we've seen work over the past couple months are mandates, requirements, making it so workers of the federal government or others have to get vaccinated. We've seen it work, and we've seen it become more popular. I don't think it's popular. She said it's going to speak directly to vaccinated people and their frustrations, and he wants them to hear how we're going to build on what we've done to date and get the virus under control. So the one thing I could tell you that I have seen is there are thousands of people that haven't gotten the vaccine. And they all say they're going to fight. Like what's going on with my neck of the woods, we have a Clark County school district where 40% didn't get vaccinated. And you heard people say we're going to fight, we're going to walk out, we're going to... The walkout that happened a couple days ago, only about maybe eight, we're only told about 1,000 people at the most walked out. A lot of them were bus drivers. We don't really know the demographic makeup, racial, gender. I don't think we have that, and I don't think they're going to talk about that. But, you know, again, we need to move on from the people who think that it has to do with Bill Gates or Trump or whatever. All right, we have to move on from that. But many people who claim, I am never going to get the vaccine, when the mandates do come in, many of them do comply. And you hear people say, well, stop complying. I mean, we got to stay strong. We got to hold the line, hold the line, hold the line. The problem is if you are trying to fight the government and they are preventing you from working or having a career or threatening your ability to travel, and you're seeing where the country is going, where people are even threatening to not treat you for medical care, you start to worry. And so I understand why a lot of people give in. Many people are telling themselves it's just not worth it. Now, many of us have said we would die for our country, we would die for, you know, a cause, but being that COVID kills you, not a lot of us are, you know, that, you know, against mandates. I am very against mandates, but I got the vaccine, so I don't ever really have to worry. Well, I mean, I might worry in the near future, but I don't have to worry now. Or I might have to worry in the later future. I don't have to worry now that somebody's going to discriminate against me. I'm still going to complain. I'm still going to be upset about it. You know, and I'm still going to have empathy for those who don't want to feel forced. But as much as people say a revolution's coming, it's not. And Joe Biden knows that. And many people in public health know that. And the reason why is COVID still kills. And many people don't want it. Where things are going to change, though, is when it comes to the kids. And we're going to talk about what one school district wants to do and how some parents are feeling. And once you start to, you know, tell parents that, look, their kids have to get the shot. You know, we have a robust vaccination program and many parents get the shots. But that's where they might not be enthusiastic. And so, do I see a revolution? No. Do I see this country divided and ticked? Yeah, I do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Josue asks, does vaccine mandates include boosters? We don't know yet. For now, the answer is no. The short answer is no, because we don't have the boosters yet. Some have gotten boosters, but the boosters have been a cluster and a half. Because the White House has told us, yeah, guys, you guys can all get boosters 32 days from now, once you're at the 8-month mark. FDA and CDC said, can you slow your roll? Because we don't know which of the boosters we're going to approved first. Looks like it will be Pfizer, but we have to decide if Moderna people could get a Pfizer booster, Johnson & Johnson people could get a Pfizer booster. We'll give guidance. Slow your roll. And then World Health Organization is saying to stop it. World Health Organization is saying, what the hell are you rich countries doing starting to give boosters when we have poor countries that can't get access to the vaccines? So the boosters are a little controversial. Do I think boosters are going to be mandated based on the way the country's asking? Absolutely. Just not now. So with this next headline, in Los Angeles, students between 12 and 18 years of old need to be fully vaccinated in order to attend in-person class. When you see fully vaccinated, the definition is going to change pretty quickly, but currently that definition is the two shots of a Pfizer, two shots of a Moderna, and a one shot of a Johnson & Johnson. But you are right. Be prepared that eventually a booster might be what is considered fully vaccinated. If we hit the 8-month mark and somebody deems us not fully vaccinated, then are we in trouble? So, and I just hate that concept. This is one of the stupidest conversations America could ever have, honestly. So this is what's going on with Los Angeles. Los Angeles is going to be the first major school district in the U.S. to mandate its students being vaccinated against the coronavirus before January or be barred from attending class in person. The proposal is slated for a vote today. It's going to require all 414,000 of its 12 to 18-year-old students to be fully vaccinated, barring medical exemption, by the end of the year in order to attend in-person learning. The measure is expected to easily pass, and it puts the nation's second-largest school system with 600,000 students to the forefront of the debate about whether it should be mandatory for children to be vaccinated. I think the first largest is New York. So 58%, or 239,000 of the eligible students in L.A. County have actually been vaccinated. As you know, kids under 12 aren't eligible for the vaccine, but there's an emergency authorization between 12 and 15 years old with the Pfizer vaccine. 16 on up, full approval, but still an emergency authorization between 12 and 15. According to Daily Mail, since reopening in mid-August, the L.A. School District has been testing its students and staff weekly with strict masking and social distancing requirements, and has so far reported 1,300 positive cases, with only two believed to have been transmitted in school facilities. Under the proposal, most students would have until November 21st to receive their first dose and then get their second dose by December 19th, according to the L.A. Times. If students are participating in sports, they would need to get their shots earlier and would be required to have their first dose by October 3rd and their second by October 31st. Students who have just turned 12 would be required to get the shot 30 days after their birthday. Now, the district has an option for remote independent study for those who choose to not get vaccinated. So far, only 3% of the students have opted to take it. So how many students, again, are we looking at? If we're looking at 400,000 students, so 1%, about 4,000. Okay, so they said about 12,000 students now are going to go leave school. And obviously, if this passes, we'll find out if there's going to be more. They're kids. The NIH wants to now study if it affects their periods. I mean, do you really have to mandate right now? I understand kids' hospitalizations are going up. Can parents be allowed to make a choice for their kids? Can kids be allowed to make a choice? On August 18th, the Culver City Unified School District mandated all eligible students to get the shot by November 19th. That's the first district in the state to do so. Now, the school district has already faced lawsuits from parents over their COVID safety measures. The board has indicated that it may face more over its vaccine mandate. They say in June, parent advocacy group Children's Health Defense California filed a complaint against the district seeking to bar officials from implementing COVID safety measures as a requirement for in-person learning. See, they call them COVID safety measures. What they're talking about is masks and vaccines. And again, when you have young kids that don't want something on their face, or they can't concentrate, you know, I'm, if I thought the mask was really working, I'd feel differently. But I know a lot of them are dirty. I know a lot of them are reused. I know a lot of them aren't working. It's just kind of a control issue, and I'm really frustrated by that. I think a barrier helps. But if people aren't wearing fresh masks, you have to change your surgical mask after every patient. That's what I did, because once I breathe on it and there's moisture in your respiration, it's deemed worthless. So after each patient, you rip it off and you get a new one. That's not what's happening. So you're asking kids to wear a mask all day long. It's dirty. They say these parents' refusal to submit to routine invasive PCR testing of their children, the forced downloading and use of the Microsoft app Daily Pass to collect and disseminate their children's private health data, and the covering of their children's faces all day while in school has resulted in LAUSD excluding their healthy children and thousands of other healthy children from attending school. That's according to the attorneys. Indicating its support for measure, the L.A. County School Boards released a statement ahead of the vote. They said the Los Angeles Unified Board of Education will vote at their next meeting on whether to mandate vaccines for all eligible students. They say science clearly shows that vaccinations are an essential part of protecting our communities. Further details will be forthcoming after the vote. So already one school board member, Nick Melvoin, already said he's going to approve the proposal. Said our goal is to keep kids and teachers safe as possible and in the classroom. I know this is rough. I mean, as a doctor, I want to support public health measures. I do support our pediatric vaccines that we have to prevent polio. I mean, thank God we don't have polio these days. To protect against a lot of the infectious disease, meningitis, pneumonia. I think there's a lot of them. I think that if a parent is hesitant, they shouldn't be vilified. Right? Education should be given, discussions, because again, you know, we want to protect, you know, the child. It's not the child's choice. But it's interesting because there's all this back and forth on abortion, yet, you know, people say, look, we have to mandate the vaccines because, you know, we have to protect the children. We have to be their advocate if their parents aren't. Well, then apparently that doesn't seem to also translate to FDI. So, you know, we got to be a little bit more consistent here on what we want to do. The nation's largest school district in New York City, with 1.1 million students, they say 65% of kids 12 to 17 have been vaccinated. That's a lot more than I'd expect. Mayor Bill de Blasio said there are no plans to mandate all eligible students receive the shot as school begins next week. Now, what is going to complicate matters for the mandators is if the Delta wave goes down. We're dealing with some big, heavy hospitalizations. I get that. And we're dealing with a lot of pediatric hospitalizations. But if the Delta wave goes down and we're seeing kids not get sick, then it's going to be interesting to see what parents do in terms of vaccine. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.